Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
It is that time of year again. One of my favorite times of the year. Jeremy's like fall's elite. Yeah. What's the best sports month? September, October. I think maybe I might be partial to October. You got baseball playoffs. You got the NFL in full swing. And you have your Buffalo Sabres starting the regular season. But tonight starts the preseason. So one of my favorite times of the year is when we start to talk to Paul Hamilton about the Sabres actually on the ice. Not about the draft. Not about free agency. All those things that are happening. Tonight, the first glimpse of the 2025-26 Buffalo Sabres in Columbus. They take on the Blue Jackets. You'll hear it right here on WGR Sports Radio 550, starting puck drops at 7 p.m. Paul joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Sal, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you. How'd you spend your weekend? Did you watch any football without the Bills on?
Watching Red Zone. I mean, keeping track of the fantasy teams, watching. Because you don't get a chance really to do that all that often. So, whether I'm, watching the Bills or I have the Sabres going on, sometimes we're on the road. So I don't get the opportunity where I don't have to have a notepad in front of me and just enjoy some NFL football. So, yeah, it was a fun day.
Paul, a lot I'd love to get to, but we don't have a lot of time here. So I do want to start, though, with what happened last week. I was on the air when the Rasmus Dahlin situation broke about his wife and the letter that was written. Very, very scary. Obviously, very, very good news that she's on the road to recovery and hopefully all's well. Where does that stand with him as far as, playing? And have you guys spoken with Rasmus Dahlin and just your thoughts on that situation?
Well, I think the fact that, he didn't want to get too far into it, and I totally understand. But just the fact that she's in rehab now and seems to be coming out the other side and is okay after her heart transplant, I think allows him to be here. And she's back in Sweden, her home, so I'm sure she has family and whatever looking after her. But he said she's really attacking rehab really hard, and he's really proud of her the way she's doing that. Obviously, if she still was in rough shape or whatever, he would not be here. He would be with her. But for that to happen when you're in France on vacation and you go from vacation to next thing you know, being resuscitated numerous times, I mean, not just once, but numerous times, and then on life support. I mean, it's just, and then she winds up getting a heart transplant for her ailment. So it's just, I'm thankful to hear that she's okay. Very nice. I don't know her all that well, but I have met her, and a very, very nice person, and thankful she's headed in the right direction.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And obviously we'll be keeping Carolina in our thoughts with Rasmus Dahlin and his family as well. Sabres in Columbus tonight. Let's turn to what's going to happen on the ice tonight and the lineup. The lineup is out. Now, there's only so much you can do with the lineup to make this happen, but I really got the sense, listening to Lindy Ruff, that they want to start fast, and that means this year, when the regular season starts, start fast, which means they want to keep as much of the group together to get as many reps as possible. Kind of the opposite of like a football team, right, with the preseason and not playing your starters. I feel like the Sabres here, Paul, really want to make sure they're hitting their stride as soon as the season begins.
Yeah, we've already seen the morning skate for tonight, but quite honestly, Sal, what I'm looking at right now is the morning skate for tomorrow.
Yep.
They'll have a morning skate. They're practicing right now. So these are the players that will play the home game, and generally that's what happens. You get a few veterans sprinkled in on the road, but Dahlin, Thompson, maybe Tuck. I think Tuck has a pretty good chance to be in the lineup tomorrow. Zucker, Lyon, those guys, will be in that group that plays at home. But as I look at the lineup for tonight, you basically have two Sabre lines and two Rochester lines and three Sabre defensemen and one junior defenseman and two Rochester defensemen, and you have a Rochester goalie and a Sabre goalie. So he basically split the roster right down the middle, but the Sabre lines are more of the youngsters. Kulik, Doan, Quinn, Krebs, those Power, Byram is still a youngster, Levi, those types of guys. So, you're going to see on the road games. And that's why a lot of preseason games are also so one-sided, because the other teams mm-hmm. do the same thing. So Columbus will have a lot of their NHL players probably in the lineup being home. And then tomorrow they'll have a lineup similar to what Buffalo has tonight, and the Sabres will have most of their NHL players. So that's usually the way it goes in preseason, although I got to give last year credit, because if you recall, the Sabres were in Europe, so
mm-hmm.
the whole Sabre team were Rochester guys playing the preseason slate. They did pretty well, if you recall. They won a couple of games. They didn't back off, even though they were an AHL team playing an NHL team, and did pretty well.
Yeah, and speaking of Europe, Lindy Ruff talked about the difference between last year and how training camp and preseason looked, and really they felt a lot better this year. They feel a lot better not having to go to Europe. The other thing that he feels really good about, and I think Kevin Adams, very striking to me how much they talked up how much better they feel they'll be at the blue line, how much better they'll be of keeping pucks out of their own end. It feels to me like, Paul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, they're extremely confident in the upgrades that they made.
And they should be. I mean, I think they are better defensively. I think the fans of Buffalo will like Kesselring and what he brings. He's huge, by the way. I mean, I know he's big, but wait till you see him. I mean, yeah. He's just – I didn't think we'd see a partner for Owen Power that's actually quite a bit bigger than Owen Power. But he is. I mean, and the Sabres now basically have towering defensemen. They have Power. They have Kesselring. They have Samuelson. Dahlin is fairly tall. So, I mean, they've kind of switched that around a little bit. And, a guy like Timmins doesn't take a back seat to anybody as far as, being harder to play against. You get that with him. You're going to get that with Doan, who is going to play tonight. I mean, he's in the middle of everything, and fans, I think, are going to enjoy watching him play too. He's an agitator. The other team is not going to like him. He is going to be around the net where goals are scored, and I saw an example of that right in the scrimmage here on Saturday where, you know, he was part of the number two power play. And Bo Byram, he gets the puck's under Lyon. He gets the puck loose, and it comes out in the crease. Guess who's standing there? Doan. He's right there in the crease where goals are scored. How many times have we seen pucks pop loose and there's no Sabre to be found? Because they're not around the net. They're on the perimeter. So, and there's an upside to Doan, too, possibly. I mean, this is a guy that did score, I'm going by memory, I believe it was 26 goals in the American Hockey League. So he's got a good shot. You know, it took him a bit to maybe get used to the NHL last year, but his second half of the season was a little bit better playing with Utah. So there's a possibility that there could be an offensive upside, maybe a little bit like McLeod, if you remember last year.
Yeah.
He had never had more than 12 or 13 goals, and by the time he was done, he had 20.
Yeah, Paul, we know that the Sabres are dealing with a few guys injured. You hope you get through the preseason and training camp without any additional injuries. But what are the updates on UPL, Alex Tuch, and Jordan Greenway?
Lindy Ruff didn't. He said it was possible we could see Lukanen today or tomorrow. Didn't see him today. We've seen him, you know, stand behind the bench and watch practice, so he's around. But, you know, so we knew he wasn't going to play in either game, and whether he practices tomorrow. So he's kind of that close. He's getting there. The reason Alex Tuch didn't participate in the scrimmage, it was his first practice of camp. So what the group did is they actually practiced first and then scrimmaged. And Alex Tuch did everything in practice. But Lindy Ruff didn't want to stretch him out into the scrimmage then being his first day. And he said, you know, he felt probably not ready to play today, or doesn't want him to play today, get another good skate in, which is happening in front of me. He's doing everything in the skate. Pretty good chance you will see him in the lineup tomorrow unless he has a setback.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. One final question for you, Paul. I'm just really curious about the goaltending situation. Obviously, they plan on UPL being the number one goalie. That was even basically stated, so there's no question there. But what about behind him? Do you think they have an initial plan on where they think guys fall, or will they just let this thing settle where it is at the end of camp?
Oh, yeah. The plan was Lyon to be here and then Levi to be in Rochester, backed up by Leninen and Ratslav. I imagine those two might go back and forth between Rochester as a backup and Jacksonville as a starter in the East Coast League. But then Georgiev shows up, and I had a chance to chat with him, and fans will be able to hear that interview on the pregame with Shopin the Bulldog today. But, you know, he felt this was a good opportunity for him. And you know, I'm kind of thinking, why? I mean, you know what's happening here. You know that the structure of the goaltending, I mean, he's into a lot of competition. And if Lukanen comes back, are they going to carry three goalies again? Mm-hmm. Are we going to do that again? I know Lindy Ruff doesn't like it. I know Kevin Adams would not prefer that. You could send Georgiev to Rochester, but he's not the starter. Levi's the starter. So then he signed to be the backup in the American Hockey League. Now, he would have to clear waivers to go down there. Maybe they're thinking, all right, if Lukanen's back 100% and you got to send somebody down, then maybe somebody would claim him off waivers. It just, that's why, you know, I said to you last time we spoke, it just seemed to me that maybe they're a little more concerned about Lukanen, that this possibly could go on. And that's why at this late date, Georgiev, who had, as he told me today, he hadn't had an opportunity. He was looking for one, had talked to other teams, and then had a long conversation with his former assistant coach with the New York Rangers, Lindy Ruff, and decided this was the place for him. So he decided to sign and come.
All right, Paul, we'll be all over the coverage tonight, and you will be, and we'll be monitoring that at PHAM1717. It's that time of year, buddy. Great to talk to you, and we will again soon. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, that is Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. And, oh, yeah, let me tell you, when Paul comes on, his reports are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax. We got this. You know what I got? One final segment left here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. We'll run through everything we need to at the end here, which is sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, I haven't forgotten about you. We'll do it all after this time out to wrap up the program on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.